Mark, it was kind of interesting at Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino the other day when they opened their new Rock and Brews restaurant featuring in person, live right there, Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley from Kiss. Were you there?
I wasn't there for that, but I was there early in the week and actually got a sneak look at the restaurant. But I heard people there, and I was shocked not to see you there. I figured you'd be in the front row, and you'd have the makeup on and be all ready to sing their songs. Because I see you as a Kiss fan. There is no doubt about it. But this is a big deal for Milwaukee. This is a national chain that started through these guys, and they've done really well with them. And to add that to the casino, and what everyone has to realize is, one is it's important just because of the national brand, what they bring to it, and the high power of it. But then two, it's just one component of a $100 million expansion upgrade of the casino, which will include new areas for betting, high-end areas, and really an upgrading of the casino. As they've seen a lot of competition, we've all read about what's going on in Chicago in terms of adding casinos. We've seen them in other places in the country. We've seen them try to happen here in Kenosha. It hasn't happened yet, but there's talk of one. So there's a lot of competition yet. So they've really upped their game. So adding a restaurant of this caliber, I think, is big. I also think it's another acknowledgement of our restaurant scene. How many times have you and I talked about how we hit over our city area for having great restaurants, having high-quality restaurants? And I think, you know, we're all going to like it. It's got a lot of color. It's got a lot of rock and roll, and I hear there's probably a couple photo ops there for you, Libby. You might want to wear that makeup and get ready to play your guitar, okay?
The air guitar. It's the only guitar I know how to play. But it's got a great entertainment factor, which I think really brings fun. Even if you don't want to go and put any money in the slot machines, you can still go to Pottawatomie and have a great time.
Yeah, think about that, because that really increases. Now, I don't like to play a lot of gambling. I don't play that a lot. Yet, I'm interested in this restaurant. I'm going to go try it out, and I'll probably go back. And, you know, again, that just adds to their revenue base. And hopefully when I'm there, somebody who's with me, probably my wife, is going to play some games. So you see what I'm saying? It draws you in, and then hopefully you spend more money.
I like how you're blaming your wife on spending
blaming.
All the money.
I'm just acknowledging, not blaming.
All right, well, you know, in another place where there's great entertainment is at the movie theater. And Marcus Corp reported their very strong financial results. Do you think people are finally going back to the movies?
It finally looks like that. You know, over and over, I remember talking to Greg Marcus right in the midst of COVID, and just he was so unhappy and upset about what was going on and how we had to close the theaters, had to close the hotel. And as they've come on, the hotels are rebounded. It's taken longer for the theaters. And he's always said it's about the quality of the movies. You have to have these huge hits. So they had some hits this year. And in the numbers that were released this week, we're not even including what's gone on over the past couple of weeks of the Barbie movie, which I know you've seen, and Oppenheimer, and what that's drawn into the theaters already. So I think you're seeing, as we've gotten more comfortable, as we've gone out again, we're at sporting events, we're at restaurants, you're seeing the movies come back. You're also seeing movies that are going into theaters only. Remember, there for a while, they were going to Netflix. They were going to other streaming sources, too. Now they're going just into the theater. So I think it's important. I think movie theaters, I have to admit, watching a movie in a theater is still a fun and great experience. The thing is, if they keep adding these really comfortable chairs and food, Libby, you got to watch out for naps, right? Because you're so comfortable in there when you're there.
There's nothing worse than falling asleep when you're watching a movie in the theater.
Nothing worse than the guy next to you snoring. You give him a big elbow, right?
That would be my husband. So Foxconn picked up some work this week in Mount Pleasant. When are we going to see more development? Because I know a lot of people are watching this project in Racine County.
Everybody should just understand it's never going to be what it was thought it was going to be. I think we've all realized that at Foxconn. But I think to see small increments like this where they got a large contract to have some work there for Mountain California is important. As they try to add to that, as they try to add employees. Again, I don't think it's going to grow much in terms of Foxconn. I think I still, and I've said this many times, what's going to happen is kind of around Foxconn, and you've seen that already with Microsoft and what's going on there. I think you'll see other companies look at that land. That land is ready to go. You've seen it in Kenosha, Amazon, Uline. You've seen Haribo now open. As those companies grow and others come in, they're going to look at this land and it's going to do well. In terms of more work for Foxconn, I think it'll be slow. I think we all have to realize, though, it's still over. Probably about 1,200 employees are working on site. They've added over 1 million square feet, so it is something, but I'm first to admit it is nowhere near what it was thought to be.
Well, speaking of development, Milwaukee's new downtown plan got approval this week, and that means they are going to be developing several key sites. When do you think this is all going to get underway?
I think you're already seeing the start of this with the whole discussion that's going on with the freeway, whether we should rip that down to open it up for development. But I know I've talked about that a lot. I want to talk about some other sites that are in the plan that they're looking at. The lot at 4th and Wisconsin, right near the convention center, is that one finally ready to go? They're talking about what can we do up at MacArthur Square? For those of us who live downtown, work downtown, see that open land right in front of the courthouse and think, oh my God, what is that? What could happen there? Could that be a green space? Could we have some office space there? Could we play sports there? What could we do to activate that space? Because it's a prime space. Also looking at the Marcus Center, their parking lot right next door on Water Street. What could happen there? So there's a lot of interesting sites throughout downtown that I think you're going to see some redevelopment. We've had a lot of things happen in Milwaukee over the past few years, but there's some sites that things really need to happen on, and I think you're going to see some things hopefully coming out of the ground over the next few years.
Well, it's been an exciting couple of days around the lakefront with the USA Triathlon taking over.
Have you been down there?
Isn't it
it's
amazing?
Crazy.
I know.
I drove through there Thursday on my bike, and it was crazy. There were tents, there were people everywhere, roads blocked off. It was exciting, and maybe I think we're losing track of this. This is like 8,000 participants are in town for this thing. It's going to have an economic impact of $8 or $9 billion. But again, the thing I always love about these events is hopefully they come, hopefully they spend money now, but hopefully they have a great time, right? And maybe sometime in October or sometime next April or May, some of them will come back. So I think having these sporting events where they come from all over the world for this is just great for the city. And man, I was just so impressed with how many people were down there on a Thursday morning and having a great time as I was riding around on my bike on my off day.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't enter into the triathlon because I know what an athlete you are. You were already on your bike. All you had to do was jump in the water, swim a mile or two, and then run for about 20 miles.
You know what I think about running? You need a car to run. That's all I can say. 20 miles, you need a car. That's not for me.
Well, I only run if somebody's chasing me. But finally, exactly. Mark, you had a big week with Cocktails for a Cause. I understand literally hundreds of people came out for that great event.
It was a great event. Something that I tried a couple times. I get behind the bar, which is kind of new for me because I'm normally on the other side of the bar, right? And just really have some fun, make some drinks. We had over 300 people down at Evan Hughes's place on Clybourne Central Standard, raised a ton of money for the basketball efforts at my alma mater, UWM. And I just want to do a shout out to Evan for hosting us and to the coach, Bart Lunday, for a great program, for great excitement and great energy, and for lots of people who just came out. Some of your listeners were there, Libby, and they were spending money and they were asking, where's Libby? And I said, you know, Libby's here in spirit. Have a drink on Libby. So I have a tab for you.
I bet you do.
For all the listeners who said, I want one on Libby. So I'm going to send that to you.
You send it to me and I will get you the check. It's in the mail.
Check's in the mail. I gotcha.
Hey, Mark, it's always great to hear from you. Hopefully I'm going to see you at State Fair this week.
I'm heading out there for a cream puff and something on a stick.
Mark Cass, always great to talk with you.
All right, Libby, take care.